Freedom 250 announces free FIFA World Cup fan zone on National Mall. By Jasmine Jordan on May 26, 2026. Freedom 250 announced a free FIFA World Cup 2026 fan experience in Washington, D.C. that will bring live match viewing, cultural showcases, food, music, and family-friendly activities to the National Mall during the nation's 250th anniversary year. Freedom 250, which describes itself as a national, nonpartisan organization leading the celebration of the nation's 250th birthday, announced the launch of the FIFA World Cup 2026 Fan Zone Washington, D.C. on the National Mall, an event tied to its mission to unite Americans and welcome the world during the anniversary year. The organization works with the White House Task Force 250, federal agencies, and the Commission as an official public-private partnership focused on connecting, aligning, and amplifying national and local anniversary efforts. The Fan Zone is scheduled to run from Thursday, June 11, 2026, at 2 p.m. Eastern through Sunday, July 19, 2026, at 6 p.m. Eastern. It will be located on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., between 3rd and 4th Street. General admission will be free, with registration available for those interested in attending, according to the announcement. The Washington Fan Zone will open 1 hour before the first match shown each day and close 1 hour after the final match shown each day. During the group stage, from June 11 through June 27, matches beginning after 7 p.m. Eastern will not be shown, except that all United States matches will be shown regardless of time or date. From June 28 through July 19, all matches will be shown regardless of time. On July 4, the Fan Zone will remain open until midnight Eastern. The announced June schedule includes opening day hours of 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on June 11, with a 3 p.m. match. The site will also show USA matches on June 12 at 9 p.m. and June 19 at 3 p.m. Additional June hours vary by match day. In July, the Fan Zone will show matches through the knockout rounds, including July 4 matches at 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. The site will be closed on July 8, July 12, July 13, July 16, and July 17. It will reopen for the bronze final on Saturday, July 18, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., and for the final on Sunday, July 19, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. The experience will include live match viewing, interactive exhibits, youth programming, cultural showcases, food, music, and family-friendly activities. Freedom 250 said the event is intended to welcome visitors from the United States and around the world while highlighting soccer's global reach and its role in bringing people together across countries, cultures, and generations. The FIFA World Cup 2026 Fan Zone on the National Mall will help welcome the world to America during the nation's 250th year, Freedom 250 CEO Keith Cratch said. This will be a place where people from every corner of the globe come together through sport, freedom, and shared human experience in the shadow of America's most iconic monuments. FIFA President Gianni Infantino said, "The FIFA Fan Zone Washington, D.C. is a result of an extraordinary partnership that reflects the global spirit of the FIFA World Cup 2026. We are proud to bring the celebration of the world's game to the National Mall. And together, we are creating a global experience in the heart of the nation's capital that unites people from all backgrounds and connects this historic FIFA World Cup 2026 with America's 250th anniversary through football, culture, and community." Freedom 250 said more details, including participating partners, will be announced in the coming weeks. The FIFA World Cup 2026 schedule can be found here. Other events listed by Freedom 250 include the Great American State Fair and the Patriot Games.